China-based hackers have breached the Australian Department of Defence Technology Agency and what was once the nation's biggest specialist satellite company. Both networks have carried sensitive military communications. A Four Corners investigation has also revealed the true targets of last year's Bureau of Meteorology hack were a sophisticated early warning radar system and Defence's classified mapping division. Here's National Technology reporter Jake Sturmer.
When the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull launched his cybersecurity strategy earlier this year, he took a major departure from the usual national security script.
Well, good morning and thank you very much.
He confirmed the Bureau of Meteorology had been hacked.
With a significant cyber intrusion, which was first discovered early last year.
What he didn't say was that the attackers were from China. And the former head of the CIA and NSA, Michael Hayden, believes Australia needs to stand up for itself and toughen its defences.
We have every right to complain about espionage. We criminalise it when our own citizens do it, right? But it is what adult nation states do to one another. And so my response is, well, what my dad told me when I came home beat up from a fight once when I was about 10 years old. Quit crying, act like a man and defend yourself.
Government and industry sources say one of the true targets of the Bureau hack was the Australian Geospatial Intelligence Organisation, which provides satellite imagery for sensitive defence operations. Another was a high-tech radar system operated by the Air Force. Four Corners has also established that several years ago, the computer networks belonging to the Defence Science Technology Group suffered a major breach at the hands of Chinese intelligence. The Prime Minister's cybersecurity advisor is Alastair McGibbon. He says defence technologies are a routine target for nation-state espionage.
It would seem appropriate that nation-states would be interested in the defence science area. And, of course, the defence science area is aware of needing to keep itself secure.
What Alastair McGibbon finds unacceptable is the targeting of businesses by nation states. One such business, Australian satellite company NewSat, was so comprehensively infiltrated 3 years ago that its entire network had to be rebuilt in secret. Before its assets were sold off last year after the company went into administration, its systems carried sensitive data for resources companies and the military. Former IT manager Daryl Peter believes China was behind the breach.
So NewSat had been hacked, and not just by, you know, teenagers in a basement or anything like that. Whoever was hacking us was very well funded, very professional, very serious hackers.
Former CIA and NSA chief Michael Hayden again.
Where I'm really concerned, and where I think Australians should be really concerned, is the Chinese not attacking the Australian government or the American government. Our government should be able to defend themselves. Not shame on China, shame on us. They steal our secrets. It's a really unfair fight, though, if a nation state like China attacks private enterprise in Australia.
China has denied being behind the attacks and says it resolutely opposes hacking attacks in any form.
Jake Sturmer with that report, and you can see more on that story tonight on Four Corners at 8:30 on ABC TV.